It's like time for me to go to my next guest, and I don't want to delay him. A busy, busy gentleman. It's David Moore from Astronomy Ireland, and he's posing a question in relation to a New Year public lecture, and that is, how can you help find alien life? This is something that's going to be taking place on the 12th of online. I want to just say Happy New Year to you, first of all, David. How are you?
Fantastic, and a happy new year to you and all the listeners.
As ever, and to ask people, how can you help find alien life? Tell us more.
Well, Dr. Shane Creener, a new year public lecture next Monday night at 7 o'clock online, so everybody in the country can tune in and enjoy the talk. And today there's a move amongst the scientists who have huge amounts of data to get the ordinary member of the public involved. It's called citizen science. And, you know, if you've got thousands of people helping to crack a problem, it can do a lot more than a single researcher or even their whole department can do. And it's been very successful in many areas. There was actually a documentary about space last weekend on Channel 4 where they were using satellite images to count walruses in the Arctic. There's 38,000 members of the public joined in that. And this is a similar project to do with looking for life on other planets. So we found about 6,000 planets around other stars, and now we want to try and see if there's any evidence for alien life in the universe as well.
Well, it's something that's been talked about a lot, and a lot of movies have been made around the subject. It's a little bit unlikely to believe we're the only people, the only species, shall we say, in the universe. But what are you looking for people to do? I mean, they won't have access to the kind of equipment that specialists would have.
Well, in fact, you know, the smartphone that you have is a powerful computer. And not only that, it's our Christmas lecture in December was all about using it for photography. It's an extremely powerful astronomical camera that can outperform your eyes by factors of hundreds. And so we've got people now flooding our magazine with photographs taken with the camera they've got in their back pocket. And with a simple tap, Oisin telling us that we can help in this search for alien life. And he hasn't told us all the full details yet, saving that for the New Year lecture. But we're fascinated to see how ordinary people can get involved. And we certainly want to help and promote this particular form of research even more.
And I suppose the concept of citizen science is an interesting one, because as you commented on earlier, it's bringing all of us, and that includes young people and children as well, into the pool of people who can collect information that is useful for the experts putting together an overall picture. Tell us a bit about the lecture itself and how people can tap into it via Zoom, I presume.
Yeah, so if you go along to our website, which is astronomy.ie, you'll see the lectures featured there, and you can book tickets there for it online from as little as €5. And the society's non-profit, so those funds help us to run the organisation. And just all you have to do then is be ready 7 o'clock on the night, Monday night. And by the way, we're recording the talk, so if for some reason you can't tune in on the night, or you missed the talk, whatever, we can send you the recording over the next few days. We keep them online for at least a year. So astronomy.ie is really all you need to remember. And if you're interested in following Astronomy Ireland, there's free links to our social media at the bottom of that webpage. And as well as that, you can join the society, get our magazine every month. We'll tell you what to see in the sky and report on what people have been seeing in Irish skies, so you'll never miss a thing.
I find myself looking up into the skies at night a lot since our conversation started many years ago. So you've done so much in terms of creating awareness, David, and let's hope that we go from strength to strength in terms of public commitment to the organisation and supporting the work that you're doing. Have a lovely year. We'll talk again soon, and thank you for your time. Is there anything else you'd like to share before you go?
Oh, there's a couple of other events coming up while you're on astronomy.ie, you'll see. One is a workshop. Now, it happened in the Leinster area, just outside Dublin, for people who got telescopes for Christmas. And you're physically going to have to bring your telescope there if you have any problems using it. But we can always try and talk you through on email as well. So do have a look out for that. That's on January 21st, because Jupiter is at its closest to the Earth, and we'll be looking at the planet Jupiter with our own telescope as well that night. And then online on the 28th of January, exactly 1 week later, we have our beginners astronomy classes online. Thousands of people have taken them over the decades. By far the most popular astronomy classes in Ireland. So check that out as well. So it's a busy month for us.
Brilliant. Listen, it's been a pleasure as always. Talk to you soon. Have a good day. All the best.
All the best, Andrew. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Yeah, David Moore doing what he does best, promoting all things astral. And if you're somebody who has some decent equipment, they're always grateful to hear from you. And the idea of citizen science, I like it in the context of development of projects. And the calling at the moment is for us to help the organisation find alien life. Maybe some of us might be hoping that we don't find any.